Welcome back, everyone, to the Education for Climate Talks. Today, we're going to talk about what's happening in France, what France is doing for what regards green education. And to talk about that, I'm very happy to have with me today Coralie Noël and Bertrand Pajot. Hello to both of you. Coralie, as we can see in your background, you are a high-level senior official for sustainable development, and you are coordinating all what regards education for sustainable development for the whole Education Ministry of France. I just remind people who are listening that France is a country that has 60,000 schools, more or less, so that to give a bit of a scale. On Bertrand Pajot, you are a general inspector for the Education Ministry. You are in charge of Sciences de la Vie et de la Terre, as we say in French, which is roughly, but you will explain maybe better, biology and geology. And you're covering, of course, all topics related to education for sustainable development. So thank you to be with us today. And maybe we will start with you, Coralie. Could you please give us an overview of the main initiatives that exist in France and that are related to education for sustainable development? Please, Coralie, the floor is yours.
Hi everybody, thank you Trevor for your invitation. I would like to underline that the French Ministry of National Education has been heavily involved for a long time in education for sustainable development. And the first national texts were published in the 70s. And for the last 5 years, we developed a program to reinforce ISD. And 3 years ago, we reinforced it in the French law. Concretely, what is ISD in France? This is across curricular education, across all school programs. And the objective is to help students understanding the full range of environmental, social and economic issues, that is to say, sustainable development. Firstly, school programs were enhanced on climate, biodiversity, all environmental subjects. And moreover, we encourage more interdisciplinary approach. That's really, really important. And we encourage the development of cross-curricular projects, pedagogical projects. This is another important point. And another important point is that we have appointed coordinators at all levels, coordinators at the regional level, that is to say at the academy level in French. They are responsible for coordinating education to sustainable development at regional level. And also, at the school level, a teacher is appointed as ESD referent in each school. That's really a success factor, and steering committees were also established at all levels to promote ESD with all stakeholders. So at school level, at regional level, also at national level. And We could underline also two main tools that we set up in France. The eco-delegate students, firstly, they are elected in all middle and high school classes, and they are responsible for raising awareness among all students and they lead concrete actions in their schools. Secondly, second tool, we developed an overall approach in schools, combining reduction of environmental impact in schools and also pedagogical actions with students. And for this purpose, we have created a specific label, specific labeling certification. Today, about 20% of schools are now labelized. And our goal is to reach 40% by 2 years, and also to reach 100% by 2030. And this objective is included in the new action plan which was decided by the minister last year on June. This new action plan is a collective roadmap. It includes 20 measures with three main axes. The first one is to develop knowledge, particularly scientific knowledge, and to develop competencies that are important for green education. And the second axe is to promote individual engagement of students. And finally, the third one is to develop collective engagement. That is to say, to enhance the collective action of everybody in the schools. And it is to say, making schools a place of collective engagement for green transition. And we are currently implementing this action plan, particularly we are developing new tools, new resources for students and for teachers and through a lot of partnerships, because partnerships are also a very important success factor for education to sustainable development in France.
Thank you, Coralie. So as a matter of fact, if education for sustainable development is an old topic in a way, we clearly understand with what we're saying, but there's a will to really strengthen the capacities with that new national plan. So thank you for that. There's a multiple scale approach, if I understood correctly, and also multiple actors from students to teachers. And I just want to jump on what you just, to bounce on what you just said at the end. You promote various competences linked to sustainability based on your competence framework, be it individual competences, but also collective intelligence competences. On that, I just want to remind everyone who is listening that the new REDC report was very interesting in showing that individual competences were almost always very much promoted in all member states, but it's less the case for collective competences. So I think it's a very interesting point. Thank you for that, Coralie. And I will go to you, Bertrand, now, because now that we understand the landscape, the objectives Coralie explained, could you share with us a bit the value, really, of the various initiatives regarding education process mode development you are promoting within the French education system? What do you expect from it, in a way, from a pedagogical point of view? Please, Bertrand, the floor is yours.
Thanks a lot, Tremer. Hello to all. It's nice to show what you've done in France about ESD. About educational and pedagogical point of view, from the beginning, and the story is quite long, I say, Coralie, a few minutes ago, we think that ESD could be a good point to make change in the way of teaching and learning in France too. And first, because it's ESD is a very cross-curricular form of education in which every teacher could bring his background, his skills, and his own knowledge. And some, as you know, every subject or discipline that we call it comes out in France have different manners of doing teaching and students learning in this subject. It's quite interesting to have a cross-curricular way of doing, because that's changed the mind of every stakeholders in the educational system, teachers, pupils, and parents too, because even if parents doesn't understand so well in everyday life what is ESD, it's a good point to have them to testimony that we are making something about sustainable development education in France. So that's the first point, is that it's very important for us, because at the beginning, near 20 years ago, for the deepest law and that will be done in tech in France about ESD, at the beginning, it's mainly history and geography teachers and life science teachers that are doing the main job. And that is changing a lot, because every subject now could be involved in ESD. That's a good thing, that because as they are the main goal of in this type of education, we need to have different manner of doing and to to bring to the pupils the complementary approach of every subject to understand what is a goal in a sustainable development, for example, combining social, cultural, economics, and environmental aspects. And in a everyday moving world, that's very important for the teaching of pupils. That's the first point, and perhaps second one, that's education mainly based in France and very often highly innovative terms of teaching and learning, because a lot of teachers develop some things quite original that they do not always do in their own subject. And that because ESD gives them some free of innovation and free of doing, that's very important for us. And you see action involving pupils at local, national, even European levels. For example, a lot of e-twinning projects in France are linked to ESD. That's quite important. It's not always the case in another for the purely subject teaching, for example. As Coralie says, there is a lot of very important and very attractive and rich partnership also with national partners, for example, research universities, innovative companies, or local authorities. That is quite important to develop a consciousness of what is the future of a young citizen in the 21st century in France and, of course, in Europe. And and another aspect very important, perhaps for ESD, it's an education you can adapt very well as whatever what's the age of the pupils, whatever he learn, whatever he want to do in his future, you can develop it in different manners. And for example, we have a very strong subject and nice project in vocational education. It's not always the first thing about ESD, but we have a very good project in vocational education. And it's quite important because we can learn to the pupils something very important for their future as a citizen, but even for their future in their jobs, because we could, for example, show them how their job will be evolving with ecological transition, for example. And perhaps in a few phrases to say that, of course, ESD is very valuable because pupils and teachers will work about very high level skills and well defined in the French ESD competencies as Coralie presented and as you can see it in French just behind me. But it's that these high level skills are understanding the complexity of the world, how to exercise critical mindset, how to grasp the complexity and so on. And that is the sort of competencies quite difficult to work in purely subject fields, and to cross the subject is also shows very valuable and very exciting for the teacher and very interesting for the pupils. It's a very, very important for us in the educational point of view.
Thank you, Bertrand. So we understand that you insist very much on inter, even transdisciplinarity, innovation also, because if education for transition is also a transition in education in a way, and adaptability. And by the way, I just wanted to underline the fact that you're coming on, Coralie, you've been working in many ministries, which is something very interesting. You're working together, underlining also the key importance of working together transversely also for the administration. And I think that's important, but something which is also important in sustainable approaches. So let's try to use the small time we still have together on focusing more now on challenges, because obviously you explain the policies you are implementing at the moment, you might be facing some challenges, and I think it might be very interesting to learn about these challenges, but also the way, of course, you are trying to meet them. Maybe we start with you, Coralie, please.
Yes, there are so many challenges that this is really important to work in close cooperation with the General Inspectorate. Yes, as you underline with Bertrand Pajot, in close cooperation with all stakeholders, with all of our colleagues in the regional authorities also, and also in close cooperation at interministerial level. Yes. These challenges are numerous because we have three pillars of action: improve knowledge, improve understanding, and improve action. And concerning action, we are really satisfied by the 4 years experience of eco-delegate students. The feedback is very positive. They have a real role as ambassadors, and there are about 250,000 ambassadors. That's really significant. Their actions are highly diverse. For example, they focus on biodiversity, on waste reduction, on recycling, on fighting against food waste in the canteen, reducing energy and water consumption. So they contribute to the green transition in their daily environment. And we have also established a national award to highlight these actions, because this is a challenge to highlight actions that are done on the field. And this allows us to discover hundreds of fantastic projects each year. And these system of eco-delegate students, as well as the labeling process, these are two very important success factors for developing collective approach, collective dynamics. There is also another point that is growing. This is the need to enhance the link to natural environment. That's why we are also developing a specific program based on environmental areas with the National Office of Biodiversity. This program is based on environmental natural areas, terrestrial or marine areas. In this process, all along the year, students can study an environmental area close to their school, and they participate in its management. And this is really important, because we think that it's very important to develop the eco-citizen dimension also. So there is also another main challenge, is the generalization, because as you said at the beginning, we have about 60,000 schools in France, about. So this is a real challenge, because this education should be open, should be available to all students in all schools and everywhere. But this is still a real challenge because we have a great number of schools. So there is a challenge of diffusion, tools, of resources, a challenge also for teacher training. And this is also a key point. And we want to link the teacher training to the training of all public civil servants that has been initiated by the government. And in this field, interministerial cooperation is also a key for sure. We have also the international dimension that we want to develop, European and international dimension, because sustainable development is a local affair, but also a global affair, international. So we have to learn the future citizens to deal with that, and to deal with an evolving environment in order to be responsible citizens.
So we're here, Coralie, if we can help to bring in that European and international dimension. I know, Dan, so 250,000 eco-delegates, that's really impressive. and the key importance of connecting or reconnecting, or I should say even connecting with nature, which was, by the way, the main conclusion shared with us by one of the first talk I made with a senior scientist from the Joint Research Center on biodiversity. So Bertrand, please share with us a few words, a final word, please, for yours.
Perhaps I would just want to focus on the co-delegates too, because as you noticed, it's a great success and they have a lot of pupils really involved and committed in action in their classroom. One of the main challenges for us is to make them during all their scholarship to offer them progressivity of the way of have been taught in ESD all along their life as pupils. Because one of the risks is that they do always the same, for example, waste managing or knowledge or managing some insect homes in their schools. We don't want them to do always the same thing. We want them to be empowered in ESD and to do something more and more complex, but will be very attractive for themselves, them as future citizens, and them are people in well in their job, in their head, in first in their nation in Europe. That's the main goal. And just another point that Coralie focused, that teacher training is very important in pre-service and in service. In service training, we have done something interesting in the 10 or 20 past years. We have to reach now a higher level of quality in pre-service training for all teachers. That assure you that every subject will be the basis in which you can construct some solid and efficient ESD.
Thank you for that. Thank you very much, both of you, for this very interesting insight. And I'm sure that people will understand better what's happening in France nowadays. Of course, we will share, as usual, various links towards online websites where you will be able to learn more in detail what are the French policies regarding education for sustainable development. So thank you again. I wish you all the best for the follow-up of your policies. À la prochaine fois.